Look, let's ponder this story from yesterday. They shot a magpie known as the Windsor Road Monster in Sydney. That had heaps of complaints about this thing. Someone had even claimed to have had a heart attack whilst being swooped by this magpie, and they tried the Hillshire Council to relocate multiple times the bird to no avail, so a special permit was issued and it was shot. But can you retrain a magpie, and what is the issue here more broadly? Let's bring in Daryl Jones, who we like to talk to from time to time about this kind of thing. He's an ecologist from Griffith. Morning, Daryl.
G'day, Rob.
This has made worldwide headlines.
Yeah, probably for the wrong reasons, because there is genuinely no excuse for lethal control anymore anywhere. I mean, even in a gun-crazy America, they don't shoot animals in suburban areas. It just doesn't happen. There's no reason to do it. But we've got a much more humane approach, and I don't know what this council is doing, really.
What would you have done?
Sorry?
What would you have done?
I would have taken my decoy bird, which I could have got from somewhere, from a wildlife carer, and taken probably a maximum of 6 minutes to catch the bird in a larger cage, and then taken it, as we have done thousands of times in Queensland, because we don't do silly things like shoot them anymore. As long as it's more than about 75 kilometres away, it won't come back. It settles down in the new place, not exactly where you let it go, because it flies away. But the ones that we know about have settled down in a place out in the country somewhere, no longer swooping people, and everything continues on as normal, and no one got hurt. We have to do something about the really aggressive ones. That was clearly a crazy, bad, seriously dangerous bird. Something had to be done. But shooting them is really archaic. It's crazy.
What does the decoy bird do? Sit in the cage while the...
Yeah, that's right. So they're just so unbelievably territorial that they go blind with rage if they see another magpie in their territory. And we just put the little tiny, you know, like a budgie cage kind of thing, put the magpie in there. You always have, when you do this sort of work, and I do this for 10 years, you always have a magpie, the last magpie, or when you start the season, there's always somebody has got an injured one, like a wildlife carer who's got one that can't be released. And as long as it looks like a magpie and is half alive, they will respond to it. And so you put the little cage down, and over the top of that you put a much bigger cage. We just made something very simple out of chicken wire with a little door in it. And the birds are the resident male is so incensed at this outrage that they come straight down. They take no notice of the people trying to beat the living daylights out of this poor magpie in the small cage. And they just straight away go into the cage, and then we're on top of them immediately, and we've caught them. So I looked at the data the other day because somebody asked me. 6 minutes was the longest period it took, and on average, the quickest was 5 seconds because they're so crazy about doing it. So they're the easiest bird in the world to catch.